From WHQR's MC Ernie Gallery in downtown Wilmington, welcome to this Coastline Candidate Forum of 2015. I'm your host and moderator, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Today we bring you the two candidates running for mayor of the town of Leland and the three candidates seeking two open seats on Leland's town council. We welcome those of you tuning into HQR News at 91.3 FM, as well as those of you streaming our signal at whqr.org. I'd like to introduce Coastline producer Isabel Shepherd, who joins me today to ask questions of the candidates. Isabel Shepherd, welcome.
Thank you, Rachel. Happy to be here.
Just a reminder, you can listen to candidate forums for other municipalities, including Wilmington, Carolina Beach, Curie Beach, and Oak Island, on our website at whqr.org. If you're hearing us on Wednesday, we are live. Saturday is a rebroadcast. During this live Wednesday broadcast, we encourage you to email your questions to coastline@whqr.org. You can find us on Twitter at @CoastlineHQR. If you're considering a question, we ask that you write it in the form of a question. No statements, please. It must fit within a 30-second time limit and be relevant for all the candidates. The town of Leland is governed by a council consisting of a mayor, mayor pro tem, and three other council members. Elections are held every 2 years. The mayor serves a 2-year term. Council members serve staggered 4-year terms. Now let's meet the two candidates for mayor of Leland in alphabetical order. Brenda Bozeman, the incumbent, is a lifelong resident of the area and has worked as a full-time realtor for 30 years. She served for 9 years on Leland's planning board in the 90s. In 2003, she was elected to the Leland Town Council, and in 2005, she was chosen to serve as mayor pro tem. Bozeman was first elected mayor in 2011 and is seeking her third term. She's been married for 45 years to James. They have 2 children and 4 grandchildren. Brenda Bozeman, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting us today.
Glenn Thierling is also seeking to be Leland's next mayor. He served in the U.S. Nuclear Navy, then worked at the Brunswick Nuclear Plant for 35 years as a senior reactor operator, and finally as a staff senior analyst. Working in the Licensing and Regulatory Affairs Unit gave him a chance to work with state and federal agencies on the area's environmental issues. He retired 2 years ago and continues to volunteer in various ways, including through his church and in his neighborhood. In the past, he's volunteered with Habitat for Humanity, WARM, Medical Missions International, and Foster Children in Brunswick County. In his spare time, he enjoys building projects, furniture, woodworking, and the arts. Glenn Thierling, welcome.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
Now we turn to the three candidates competing for two open seats on Leland's Town Council. Michael Callahan served over 20 years in the U.S. Air Force and went on to provide professional contract services for engineering and consulting firms to other engineering firms and government agencies in the Washington, D.C. area for over 12 years. In his spare time, he volunteers as the Mass Care Lead for the American Red Cross Cape Fear Chapter, as an appointed member of the Leland Parks and Recreation Board, and as a tour guide for the historic Wilmington Foundation. Michael and his wife have lived in Leland for almost 2 years, moving from Alexandria, Virginia in 2013. Welcome, Michael Callahan.
Thank you, Rachel. It's good to be here.
Bob Campbell is the current accounting manager for the Health and Human Services Department of Brunswick County. He has worked for the county for more than 11 years. He was a volunteer emergency medical technician for 7 years in Franklin County, North Carolina, and he served on the Magnolia Greens Architectural Change Committee and the Recreation Committee. He volunteered on both the Board of Adjustments and the Code Rewrite Committees for the town of Leland. He's been married for over 20 years to Linda Campbell. They have a blended family of 7 children and 17 grandchildren. Welcome, Bob Campbell.
Thank you, and thank you for WHQR for hosting.
Jane Crowder is the only incumbent running for another term on council. She's been a resident of Leland since 1975. She was in banking for 20 years, most of that time in Leland. She later took a position as a payroll supervisor. She's currently employed as an administrative associate with Wilmington Funeral and Cremation Village Road Chapel in Leland. She's a member of the North Brunswick Unity Group, North Brunswick Kiwanis, Woodburn Presbyterian Church, and she is a former member of the Founders Day Committee for Leland. She's married to John Crowder and has 2 children and 4 grandchildren. Welcome, Jane Crowder.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
The format goes like this. Isabel Shepherd and I begin with our prepared questions. Candidates will have 90 seconds to answer each question. We will rotate the order in which candidates answer. There will be no opening statements to allow more time for questions. Aurora Shimshack is our master timekeeper today, and she will signal when 30 seconds remain. Then again, she'll signal at the 15-second mark, and she will ring the bell when time is up. We will incorporate audience questions as they come in via email and here in the studio audience, and as we can. Remember, you can email questions during the live Wednesday broadcast to Coastline at whqr.org. In the final segment, each candidate will deliver a closing statement. If we need to go to a speed round in the event of a time crunch, we will do that. You'll have just a few seconds for each answer. Let's begin. Isabel, please direct your first question to Brenda Bozeman.
Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO has been under the microscope lately for a variety of reasons. WECT recently uncovered inappropriate spending by some H2GO commissioners on travel. The county's Public Utilities Department has said it can provide water needs countywide, and a grassroots citizen-led opposition to H2GO, Voice for Water Choice, has popped up to oppose the construction of a reverse osmosis plant. What do you see as the future for H2GO in Leland, and how do you think Leland should plan for its water needs?
Well, number one, Leland water needs are provided by the county, as is H2GO. Whenever you're looking at whether or not an organization needs to be dismantled or not, you have to look at what the citizens of your town want. I have prided myself the last 4 years, in the 8 years on council, I have prided myself on doing what's best for my town as a whole, and sometimes even losing long-life friendships on that account. But I have to do what I need to do for my citizens.
Thank you. Lynn Thierling, same question.
Yeah, I got involved with H2O. We had a citizens group basically canvassing the neighborhoods looking for people to sign a petition, and I signed that petition at that time. I feel that I sold my signature too cheaply at that time because I didn't understand the facts and got involved more heavily in that process, trying to confirm the facts that were told to me and what was on the survey, or not the survey, the petition. I found that they didn't necessarily agree with the reality of the situation I was getting by going to the town of Leland's Water Department, Brunswick County's Water Department, H2GO, and was kind of surprised from some of the information I was getting from those. I think from my point of view, I expected the town, before they submitted the petition to defranchise the district, to do a little bit more research onto that, understanding that there were a lot of people signed on that petition, but the facts weren't verified prior to that. As far as H2GO itself, looking at them, basically at this point, they're still in the early phases. I shouldn't say early, intermediate phases on looking what the actual cost is. I mean, it's a very controlled process that they're going through, and in December, they should have the final data, which will allow them to make a decision whether they go forward with the RO unit or not. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Callahan.
Well, thank you, Rachel. I have not been here more than 2 years, and having an understanding of where the water comes from in the county, Brunswick Forest is provided for by the town of Leland from Brunswick County. And to find out that there is another water distributor in the community was a bit of a mystery to me, and I really didn't understand it. I've spent time with both candidates for H2GO, Trudy Trombley and Jeff Gerken, and have a better understanding about what H2GO is all about. I do feel that we do not need another level of water distribution in northern part of the county. Brunswick County has, from what I understand, plenty of capacity to meet the needs of folks in the community. And in fact, it's been rated number one now in the state for 3 years in a row. House Bill 516 started off in Raleigh to do away with sanitary districts, but I understand that through the machinations of politics in Raleigh that the bill was set aside, and maybe an opportunity in the future to readdress that. But as it stands, I don't feel that there's a need for a second water distribution in the county.
Thank you. Bob Campbell.
Several years ago, the state allowed the counties to look at some departments and consolidate where we could. In Brunswick County, we consolidated the health department, social services department, the public housing, and veterans affairs. The reason we did that was to kind of reduce or avoid duplication of effort and get better control over the costs that we were providing services to the county for, to the citizens. And it, that leads to cost savings and the avoidance, perhaps, of tax increases, so we could maintain a good tax base. I see the H2GO project as another duplication of efforts to supply water in conjunction with the town of Leland and with the county. And I think that we could consider a cost savings by not having that a third party.
Thank you. Jane Crowder.
I'm on the opposite end. I believe that I have lived in Leland, like you said, since 75 when we had bad water. We had wells. You had to take your clothes to different places to wash them. Your wells would collapse. H2GO was formed to give good water to the citizens of the area before Leland was incorporated. There was a petition that did go around wanting to stop H2GO, and from what I understand, there was like 2,000 signatures on that, but you think 2,000 out of a residence base of 18,000, that's not but like 13% of the citizens signed the petition. So what about the other 87% of our citizens? You know, they're wanting to do away with a service that 87% of the citizens probably don't even know about. They're wanting to put reverse osmosis plant in, and in doing so, it can provide good clear water for years and years for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. One of these days, the Cape Fear River could possibly no longer be there. It could dry up, it could get contaminated, or it could be contaminated. And I feel like that the people that are on the H2GO board live in the area, and they are doing what is best for the citizens and the residents of Leland and the surrounding areas.
Thank you. If you're just joining us, you're tuned to the Coastline Candidate Forum for Leland Mayor and Town Council, broadcasting on 91.3 FM, streaming live at WHQR.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn with WHQR's Isabel Shepherd. If you'd like to ask a question during the live Wednesday broadcast, send an email to coastline@WHQR.org. This next question begins with Glenn Thierling. Brunswick County lands on the U.S. Census Bureau's list as one of the fastest-growing counties in North Carolina and the nation. How should Leland town leaders plan for this?
As part of the county and as the most rapidly growing part of the county, they have to look ahead. Now, things have changed dramatically over the years when the forced annexation basically was no longer an option for the town to grow. There has to be a look to see what you can do within the bounds. Flex coding, similar to what's done in Mayfair and in Myrtle Beach and some of the areas, to build a mixed-use areas is a prime example of that needs to be put forward and championed by the board. We're looking at right now in the town of Leland, after the council decided to shift back to commercial in the area next to the Walmart, the only area that's really going to be mixed use right now is I'll call it the old downtown Leland area. which makes it very hard to try to put a mixed use in an existing neighborhood. Most of the successful multi-purpose neighborhoods have been built from the ground up, and you have a lot more flexibility for the town. It was really surprising that the developers who were working with the town of Leland did not understand what the flex code offered them and basically asked for it to be turned back on the fact that they didn't understand that. They did not put forth any specifics on why they wanted it except for they didn't understand it, and so they changed the zoning back.
Thank you very much. Michael Callahan, same question.
Thank you. I think that it's really important for us to focus on managing growth for Leland, and I'm in favor of creating or enhancing a strategic plan with a vision, and I know Brunswick County is in the process of creating a strategic plan for the county itself, and several of us participated in the meeting that was held last week, hosted in our new town hall by Commissioner Frank Williams, and had a lot of opportunity to talk about the things that we'd like to see in the future of Leland. So I think we need to come together on this planning with the county. I'm looking forward to an economic and community development initiative through our new community and economic and community development director, Gary Vidmer, who's working very hard to bring new ideas to Leland so that we can explore economic development opportunities. Community development as well, we need some housing added beyond what we have for folks at Westgate to add additional mixed housing in the community. And we also need to expand our municipal services and manage our staff and services as Leland grows. Thanks.
Thank you. Bob Campbell.
Well, 16 years ago when I came here, there was not a Walmart. There was very few restaurants. And in over those 16 years, I have seen the town of Leland grow in conjunction with that growth that you mentioned about Brunswick County. And I see that we will continue to grow as we are. Now, what we need to watch as leaders, as town council members, is the how that growth progresses. We need to consider the infrastructure of the town, not just its roads, but its recreation facilities, its first responders, police, fire, the equipment necessary to support those people. So we need to watch closely how that grows along with the county and ensure that that keeps up with the growth as we proceed.
Thank you. Jane Crowder.
I kind of have to, I will agree with Bob and the fact that we do need to look at our infrastructure. When we incorporated in 89, we had 1,200 people. There was nothing in Leland, hardly. Now we are just booming. But we need to keep up with the roads. We need to keep up with the connectivity between the areas. I think we need to kind of watch the growth, but we want it to come. We want people to come to Leland. Leland's a great place to live, and we want them here. We want businesses to come. But if people have a trouble getting over to Wilmington or getting to schools or getting to places, they're not going to want to come to Leland to live. So I think we've got to look at all that. We've got to look, as they said, of fire and rescue, the response time, and just the overall development, and just kind of keep an eye on it, but welcome any and everybody and developers that would love to come, bring a business. They're all welcome, and we will work with them in every way possible.
Thank you. Brenda Bozeman.
Excuse me. Growth is always provides opportunities and challenges. So in keeping it, thinking of the future, you have to look at the town's vision. We became so much growth on Highway 17 that we took the part of Leland, the original part of Leland, that was seemed to be forgotten about by businesses and all coming to our town. We did put in the form-based code. We call it the flex code, which allows for mixed zoning. in that area, the whole Village Road area going up just past our town hall and on the old Federal Road corridor. In order to be fair to all citizens, we wanted to try to help enhance that area, and in doing so, we do have it is started. We have an urgent care that is being built to the flex code zoning, and there is a developer meeting with our staff now, and he is planning on developing 18 acres in the mixed use code.
Thank you. You're tuned to the Coastline Candidate Forum for Leland's Mayor and Town Council. Isabel Shepherd, would you direct your next question to Michael Callahan?
Leland and Belleville are neighbors, but currently have an undeniably acrimonious relationship. What would improve this relationship, and how would you contribute to that effort if elected?
Thank you, Isabel. Again, being new to the community, I have had an opportunity to kind of start out fresh with folks. I actually have met with informally with Mayor Mike Allen of Belleville and had the chance to establish a working relationship with our mayor, Brenda Bozeman, as well as Pat Battleman, our mayor pro tem, and kind of understand the circumstances between different issues and some history between Belleville and Leland. What I have promoted is a much more collaborative relationship between Leland and Belleville, as well as other communities in the northern part of the county and the county commissioners as well. We need to talk to one another, and we need to do it on a regular basis. We need to have regular meetings with one another. We need to look at collaboratively how we can potentially use facilities that the other communities have. And I think developing a stronger relationship and reestablishing trust where maybe it lacks or it's in a little bit of shortage. But I think communication and trust are the two things that I would promote and work towards.
Thank you. Bob Campbell.
Well, to expound a bit on Mr. Callahan's remarks, you know, it was once said, no man is an island. No town is an island either. And so with that in mind, I think we could better improve our relationships by sitting down, talking to each other, trying to understand each other's visions, whether it be Leland and Belleville or Navassa or whatever the surrounding municipalities are, sit down and talk to each other and try to come to a plan and understanding of where we want to go and what we want to do and help each other, not be adversarial and see how we can stop somebody from taking over my boundary line. So I think we work together, we'll be okay.
Thank you. Jane Crowder.
The division between Leland and Belleville is nothing new. It's been going on for years and years and years. And I think to a point we need to take baby steps. When I say baby steps, I mean not necessarily go to them and sit down and, well, we're going to do this or we're going to do that and y'all could do this. And I think we need to start by inviting them to our events that we have. I think we need to participate with them in their events. I think we need to coordinate such as our parks and recs. When we have movies in the parks, where we have them like every other week, maybe have Belleville's in the meantime and encourage our people to go to Belleville's too. I think we need to take baby steps and start letting them know that, you know, they are Belleville. We want them to be Belleville. We're there for them, and we want to help them in any way we can and them be part of us too.
Thank you, Jane Crowder. Brenda Bozeman.
Leland has always lent a helping hand to all our district towns. As mayor, I've established regular meetings with all the mayors in our region. We meet on a regular basis. We talk about our concerns and our needs for each other's town and see how we can help one another. Currently, the town of Leland does building inspections for Sandy Creek and Navassa, and we have helped Navassa with a
bike pedestrian trail, helped them get the money from that, from the Wilmington MPO. We do our best to help, but we have to remember that work has to be done by all parties involved, not just Leland's side.
Thank you. Glenn Thierling.
Having lived in the area around Belleville and areas were eventually annexed by Belleville, now in Leland, the communication isn't real good. I hear people talking, but they're talking past each other. They need to be able to come back to their council meetings and brag on the results of their communication together, or look for ideas. Set up a citizens' council that says, can I find things that we have in common that we can work on? Just little things, but they need to act, and they need to basically, rather than just say we talked, show that they've talked, act on what they've talked about. Those are the big things that are currently missing. I worked with Mayor Willis and talked to Mayor Allen. They are not very hopeful on the communication path. They basically, again, say Leland wants to be a lead organization, a lead town. I looked at the budget, and what is the vision is still one town. Belleville has not supported a one-town philosophy for probably 6 or 7 years. Why are we still looking at trying to get a one-town when one town doesn't want to participate?
Thank you. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Forum for Leland Mayor and Town Council. And now we are going to go to a question from a member of the studio audience. If you would please state your, I see some flailing going on over there, so we will keep going. There's not a question yet. All right, we'll come back to that. This next question begins with Bob Campbell. Some neighborhoods in Leland don't have wide streets or enough driveway space to park more than one car without using the street. How would you handle the residential parking issue?
Well, I had a little bit of indoctrination with the my previous service with the Code Rewrite Committee, and one of the things that we considered and talked about was exactly that, was streets, on-street parking, off-street parking. What are we going to do with it? Basically, what we found is that it's going to be difficult to go back and change what's already there. You can't go in and take somebody's front yard to add another parking lane in an existing street. So what we need to do is, as we continue to grow, is plan for new development and plan for on-street parking, off-street parking, and provide some kind of a format to the developers and the builders that says, this is the code, this is what you'll have to stay with, and then back that up.
Thank you. Jane Crowder.
I also was on the Code Rewrite Committee, and the parking has just been a nightmare for us. You cannot go back and retrofit some of these roads. It's totally impossible. So what you can do, what we hope to do, is in the future get the developers to make wider roads, maybe wider driveways. You know, you have someone that a couple comes in, they have a couple kids. Before you know it, the kids are driving, and there's nowhere to park the cars. So it makes for a difficult situation. One thing there we have talked about, that we've not implemented but just talked about, is something called cluster parking, but that's still in the works. But we're going to try to maybe in the future go in, mark parking spaces where people can park, mark parking spaces where they cannot park, and hope that the developers will see the need for wider streets, wider driveways, longer driveways that will service our new residents that we hope will be coming soon.
Thank you. Brenda Bozeman.
Yeah. Parking issues are no different in Leland than they are from other towns that have grown
at a rapid rate. The town is currently struggling to make a decision that will at least compromise the many opinions that people have. We have a committee made up of residents, Ms. Crowder and Mr. John Tate, that's on our council, who have worked hard for over a year to study potential solutions, and it still is a tough decision to make. We have to think about when people are looking for homes, they need to be looking at the criteria of what they want in a home, and they need to take into effect how many cars they've got in their family, how many soon-to-be teenagers they have, because that's one of the problems. Families now have multi-cars. They don't have just one car anymore.
Thank you. Glenn Thierling.
One of the things that kind of surprised me on the parking issue was how frustrated a lot of the planning board members and the people that worked on the committee had with the delays and the options. The options, I bring that up, is that's what our developers need to move forward. We can't do anything about the past. We basically sold our future cheaply on roads. We've gone to more high-density neighborhoods. In my neighborhood, we have lots that have been built and approved under the codes that have only one parking space. That's one parking space without a garage. We have places that have two parking spaces, but only if they park over the sidewalk. At the last town council meeting, they were looking at fines for parking in areas, $10 fines, issuing permits to allow you to park on the streets, which are too narrow. Areas that are basically not suitable for parking, but we're going to allow them to park anyway with a permit. The permit doesn't do anything for safety of parking issues. That's something that we won't be able to do anything about in the older neighborhoods. The new neighborhoods, we need to move quickly to make sure we have a standard and give the developers multiple options. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Callahan.
I think for the established neighborhoods, the planned unit developments, Brunswick Forest, Magnolia Greens, Waterford, those are established neighborhoods, and those streets, again, as we've heard, trying to retrofit them would be impossible. Typically, the average pavements in the neighborhoods are anywhere from 18 to 20 feet wide, and average car and pickup widths are around 6 feet wide. If you add trucks and buses, that's 7 feet wide. So you can see the problem that exists in trying to move vehicles past each other. Currently, the temporary system that is in place is adequate, I think, for in the near term for existing communities. I would agree in the future we need to revise our ordinances. And if possible, developers may need to establish a lot space within their units, within their developments, for additional parking. I lived in a neighborhood in Northern Virginia, in Alexandria, the Kingstown neighborhood, and we had a separate space for parking vehicles that was within walking distance of the house, and that was not inconvenient. So I think there's some options, and we'll just have to continue to work on those as we move along.
Thank you. If you're just joining us, you're tuned to the Coastline Candidate Forum for Leland Mayor and Town Council. And we are now going to go to a question from our tiny studio audience. So if you would please say your name and then read your question.
Trudy Trombley. How important is it for town officials to have experience in town government?
And we will begin with Jane Crowder.
I think it's okay, but I don't think it's necessary. No, I don't have a PhD. I don't have a master's degree. I don't have all that a lot of the candidates have, but I have lived in the area for a long time. I know what the people would like. I know what I would like. I think I have a lot of common sense. I have worked outside the home, but I've also been a mom. I don't think that it's required that you have to have prior experience in government to be able to run for council. I think you just got to do what the people want, and you have to listen to the people. And just because you may feel one way, they may feel another, and you need to kind of listen. You've got to be a good listener and be able to convey your convey your, I don't want to say statements, maybe that's not a right word, but convey your ideas to the council. And because it, I mean, we're, it doesn't take one person. It takes all of us. So.
Thank you. Are you okay? Glenn Thierling. Okay. Brenda Bozeman.
Will you repeat the question?
How important do you think it is, and Trudy Trombley, correct me if I'm not recapping this properly, how important do you think it is to have experience to serve in town government? How important is it for town officials to have experience in town government? Aurora, if you would please.
Okay. And with experience in town government, you really need to know where you've been, where you're at, and where you want to go. Things does not just start the day you start working. It has started years before. You've got to know the history. You've got to know how you got to where you are today. And as for myself, I was on the planning board for 9 years, and then I've been on, was on council 8 years and mayor for 4. I've been there. I know where we're at now, and I know where we want to go.
Thank you. Glenn Thierling.
It's important to know what's going on in the town, but necessarily be an official of the town is not as important. We have a system with a town manager and a board with, or board, I shouldn't say board, organizations with directors that manage basically the day-to-day functions. I think it is important that the politicians not be professional politicians that have stayed in it overly long. That's not a situation that our founding fathers originally set up for us. They wanted basically citizen politicians running, understanding what's going on, and then moving aside for other people to come in. Having said that, I think it's important that they people be involved in the areas. I belong to the Homeowners Association on the architectural committee working with that. I worked on surveys that were put out between the town of Leland and Belleville when the annexation was basically a hot topic in the area to see what was going on in the town and what the people wanted. I've kept an open mind of what's going on in the towns that surround us to try to feel and ask questions about how does that affect the town that I am currently in, Leland, and look for input as to what they think can be done. I think that's the important part, understanding that and using our tools to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Callahan.
Thank you, Rachel. I think it's important to have experience with government in terms of your educational background. I have a master's in public administration and a master's in urban environmental planning, which I think will do me well as a member of the council. I think you have to have a personality as well that is outgoing and solution-centric, that you're open to ideas, that you can facilitate between different organizations and different parts of the community, because you're representing the larger community itself, not just one area or one neighborhood. I think experience is important. I've been a member, a council-appointed member of the Parks and Recreation Board, as well as the Pedestrian Plan Steering Committee. That is really getting underway at this time. And my background is a project and program manager at the federal level in Northern Virginia and the Washington, D.C. area for 12 years, as well as experience on the air staff at the Pentagon, I think will help me personally. I think exposure to other campaigns is important, and I think involvement in community organizations. I joined Rotary International and been a part of the Leland Area Rotary Club for the last year, and I think those are important as well.
Thank you. Bob Campbell.
I think that anybody that's going to serve in an elected capacity should have some background in how government works. How they get that, volunteering on various committees or just studying and watching, attending council meetings and so on, to get that background, I think is important. For 11 years, I've been working with multi-million-dollar budgets with the county. We have alone 27 budgets in our health department, one major budget in our social services and two others in public housing and veterans affairs. So working with those budgets gives me a background in how the government works on state and federal level, and I think it would allow better understanding on the town level of what we're looking at outside our geographical boundaries.
Thank you. You're tuned to the Coastline Candidate Forum for Leland Mayor and Town Council. Isabel Shepherd, would you direct the next question to Brenda Bozeman?
All righty. How would you characterize the collaboration between Leland and Brunswick County, and how would you work with Brunswick County for the betterment of the region as a whole?
Well, actually, I have been working very closely with some of our county commissioners. Just met with one yesterday, met with another one last night. Well, we on the phone more than anything. But we have been having meetings with the different commissioners at different times in order to coordinate our services and what we're our plans are for the area. We do need to continue that. And we started the relationships, and I hope to finish the relationships.
Maintaining good relations with all your neighboring cities in the county are very important. Again, we need to understand what their positions are and what our positions are and where we can work together on those. They bring strengths to the table that if we can understand, one of the things that I was kind of amazed and kind of caught me off guard was looking at the newspaper articles for all the different communities and what their positions are in very much issues. Those all apply to the town of Leland in some way or other. We don't have the beach renourishment issues, but as far as how you communicate with officials in other towns is very important, and the ability to do that is of the utmost importance to the town and bring that back. Again, the town needs to know that. I'm talking the residents need to understand where they fit into the picture with the county, the towns around them. It needs to be very vocal and spoken at our council meetings, in our newsletters, on our webpage to go forward with that. It doesn't need to be something kept at an individual level. Yes, I talked to this individual, therefore we're doing real good. If you can't translate that into working relationships and progress for the town or for the county, we have a small area in northern Brunswick County. We all work together, or we fail together. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Callahan.
Thanks, Rachel. I believe that it's very important to have a collaborative relationship, and I believe that what I've seen so far, the county and Leland have a good relationship, but I think there's room for improvement. I've gotten to know Frank Williams very well, our commissioner in the northern part of County District 5, and spoken with him on a number of occasions about different initiatives that he's promoting as a member of the county. I think there are opportunities for us to work closely together when it comes to emergency management. I had an opportunity to work with the emergency management office of the county, as well as the school system, in our recent flooding, in my role as a mass care lead for the Red Cross. Frank and I have talked about expanding library services with in the northern part of the county in Leland. We have a new senior services building that's getting ready to be under construction in Leland. And we have schools that the North Brunswick High School is a project under construction right now for expansion. But I'd like to work with county commissioners as well as the school to look at opportunities to increase salaries as well as to advance different education initiatives for Leland.
Thank you. Bob Campbell.
Well, as an employee of Brunswick County, I have found that the working with the county commissioners is very beneficial to the departments within the county. And I see that from the town of Leland standpoint, working with the county commissioners and their vision of what the county wants to do, because what the vision of the county, what that is affects the town of Leland also, as well as what the town of Leland does. So we need to work, as some others have said, collaboratively with with the members of the county commissioners, and they are very open to suggestions and comments and questions and a working relationship, not just Frank Williams, but Marty Cook and the others, Scott Phillips, are all open to what is going on, not just in the county bounds, but within us. Again, we're not an island. We've got to work in that ocean of the county.
Thank you. Jane Crowder.
Important that we collaborate with the county. The county has many more services than we have that they could offer us. Senior satellite clinics, possibly youth satellite clinics for health, with food distributions, also with our growth, helping us with our growth and everything. So I think it's very, very important that we work together and we do collaborate with the county. And understand what they can do for us and what they're willing to do.
Thank you. And now this question begins with Glenn Thierling. What do you view as the biggest challenge facing Leland, and how would you work to solve it?
The biggest issue that we have, I shouldn't really call it an issue, is we need to work with the wealth that we've got in the town. We basically had a good period of growth in the town boundaries. We need to be able to consolidate that and bring an equal balance between the different neighborhoods of Leland to bring them up. We have basically worked with the developers and basically merged large subdivisions into the town. They have set a new standard for the town that we basically come to expect. We need to make sure that that standard comes across into the previously existing areas where we still have areas that are neighborhoods without paved roads, without curbs. We need to understand that they don't have a developer that's going to put those in to attract people to sell those houses. The town needs to be able to step forward and show a plan to bring those areas up. It also goes with the interconnectivity of our neighborhoods as far as can we get from one part of the town to the other. Our emergency services pretty much are challenged from getting from one area to the other because of our current road systems and a lack of connectivity between the neighborhoods. If we can basically work on those areas into the future and understand those and also what the future costs are going to be to maintain what we've taken into the town, we need to be very careful that we don't outstep our current growth.
Thank you. Michael Callahan.
Thank you. I think our biggest challenge is dealing with the issue of poverty. Brunswick County, which would include Leland, has, I think, recognized as a poverty problem for adults. We're at about 20%. For children, it's about 25%, and I think we have to address that. I've worked with at least a couple of local initiatives, Manna Ministries and Matthews Ministries, to try and reach folks that need help. These are temporary initiatives, and we need some more long-term solutions. My goal is to try and reach out to folks that are in the margin. In the northern part of the county and in Leland, because for a long time, some of them may feel that they've been forgotten or nobody's asked them their opinion about different issues, and they'd like to make a real contribution. So I am working hard to meet those folks and reach out to them where I can. I think the continued development of our park system will help bring about a healthier community. Give our children a place to go. We've got some wonderful parks now. We have plans for improving them. And I think our pedestrian plan will help with mobility and folks to get around in Leland as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob Campbell.
I see the biggest challenge to the town of Leland goes back to growth. Where are we going to be in 25 years from now? We've addressed our phenomenal growth pretty well with the town council that we've got now. They're good at what they do. We've taken care of that, but we have to keep an eye on the future and where we're going to go. How are we going to provide the services that new citizens are going to want at a cost-effective or in a cost-effective manner without raising taxes, without putting undue burden on residents that have been here for years. How do we provide all that? So that's a challenge that I see town council having in front of them and working hard, very hard, to make that happen and happen efficiently.
Thank you. Jane Crowder.
I think one of our biggest needs is, and probably if you asked anybody yesterday, is roads. But we're working on there. We're trying to get the roads. But the fact that we still need connected roads so you don't have to go around and around to get to a certain place. I think the connectivity between the housing areas, I think is very important. I think also for the fire and rescue to be able to get from one point to another in a reasonable length of time. I think affordable housing is something that we need to really look at in Leland, and to try to get people to come to us. We have a wonderful Waterford, Brunswick Forest, and Magnolia Greens, places that are great places to live. But there are young couples that can't afford those places. So we need somewhere that they can come to Leland, have affordable housing, know they love Leland, want to stay in Leland, and then we'll be able to maybe one of these days move into one of the areas.
Thank you. Brenda Bozeman.
I think our most important issue right now is transportation and traffic. It seems like everywhere you go nowadays, everyone has traffic problems. Our staff has been working, though, with the Wilmington MPO to create a collector street manual to help us better control the traffic. And the council recently created a traffic impact analysis that will be for all future developments for connectivity that we feel will relieve a lot of the highway traffic.
Thank you. It's time now for our candidates' closing statements. Each of you will have 60 seconds. And Aurora Shimshak, our master timekeeper, is ready to go. So we will begin closing statements with Michael Callahan.
Thank you, Rachel. And again, thank you, WHQR and Coastline Show, for hosting this forum. And I'm glad that the citizens of Leland and the Brunswick County and the region have had an opportunity to participate in today's forum. I'm pledging my commitment to continue with the progress that we made in addressing growth and poverty by working with schools, businesses, community, and county and regional leaders. We're really at a crossroads. Leland is called the gateway to Brunswick County. While we're seeing record growth and at the same time we see adult and childhood poverty, we really have an opportunity to do the right thing in both cases, which I think is to embrace growth and adapt and work to reduce poverty by focusing our resources to address these concerns. I ask for a vote in this election, your support, and prayers to elect me to Leland Town Council so I can take steps with others who are like-minded and chart a way ahead to address growth and reduce poverty. And I want to, again, thank you, WHQR, and for hosting this forum.
Thank you. Bob Campbell.
Well, I, too, thank WHQR and all its directors and producers and so on for hosting us here today and giving us a chance to get our message out. I am running as a candidate for the Town of Leland Town Council because I care about its citizens. I've been here long enough to see the growth and the projects that are ongoing, and I feel like my experience with budgeting and prior government experience can help me provide a good representation to everybody, and that includes those folks that don't live in areas like Magnolia Greens and Brunswick Forest. There's more to that to our town than those areas, so I would appreciate the vote. And we'll be there on November 3rd looking for support. Thank you.
Thank you. Jane Crowder.
Again, thank you, WHQR, for having us today and letting us answer the public's questions. Again, I've lived in Leland since 75, so I have seen tremendous growth. Was part of the committee to form the town and was the first deputy town clerk. I've also been on Parks and Rec. I've also been a liaison, Parks and Rec, on the planning board, and a lot of the things that have happened in Leland. I really got interested in politics by going to the meetings and seeing what was happening and seeing what the council was doing. Some of it I liked, some of it I didn't. So, and that's one reason 4 years ago I decided to run. And this is why I'm running again, so that I hope that I can continue the work that I've started. And I ask for everyone's vote, and please come out, everyone, on November 3rd and vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Brenda Bozeman.
It has been my pleasure to serve as mayor for the past 4 years, and I can proudly say that I have not given just 100%, but I have given 200% to the town I love. I've been a very open mayor in the fact that I'm out with the people of our town listening and following up with any questions and or concerns that they may have. I have an open door policy to all, and I answer all phone calls, letters, and emails. But I've done this in the proper manner to conform with the rules of the council manager form of government. We've made tremendous strides in the past 4 years to enhance our image, and I'm proud of what my team has accomplished in the past 4 years, which are a much-needed new town hall and police station, opened the new Cultural Arts Center, worked with the county on placement of the new Senior Citizen Center, and established an economic development department, all while being very transparent with our citizens. My goal is to stay in office. Thank you.
Thank you. Glenn Thierling.
I would like to think that I can basically bring a different look to the town council meetings and that way our town interacts with our residents. We need to basically be able to brag on our strengths, but we also need to talk about our weaknesses. It was brought about poverty in the town. We're going to have to live with that, but we need to do some hard things to support those areas. We can look for the easy things, the showcase situations. I had a major problem when I was reading the budget, and I would find reference to flagship neighborhoods. We need to reference all neighborhoods. I could not find anywhere in the town that even talked about the Woodburn area neighborhood in the town budget, but there was plenty of dialogue on the new developer communities have been brought into the town. We need to look at all the neighborhoods in our town and support them equally well. Bring up the ones that are weak. Thank the ones that have brought strengths to our town.
Thank you. That's all the time we have. I'd like to thank our candidates, Brenda Bozeman, Glenn Thierling, Michael Callahan, Bob Campbell, and Jane Crowder, for participating in this forum. Thanks also to you, our listeners, and those of you who contributed thoughtful questions for the candidates. Finally, thanks to executive producer Cleve Callison, producer Isabel Shepherd, technical director Ken Campbell, operations manager George Scheibner, consulting producer Bob Workman, IT specialist Lan Nichols, webmaster Melissa Stone, and master timekeeper Aurora Shimshak. In case you missed part of this program, you can find it on our website at whqr.org later today. You can download the podcast from iTunes or listen to the rebroadcast on Saturday, October 31st. Next Wednesday at noon, it's a post-election day analysis with the leaders of New Hanover County's Republican and Democratic parties. But until then, remember to vote. The one-stop absentee period for the 2015 municipal elections is open through October 31st. Election day is November 3rd. For WHQR's Coastline Candidate Forums here on 91.3 FM, I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn.